This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW. I have to confess, I don't know what to make of Irish playwright Enda Walsh. Usually, I'm a sucker for anyone writing from the lineage of Joyce and Beckett, and there's no doubt Mr. Walsh is writing from their troubled inheritance. You can feel it in the LA production of his play Penelope at Rogue Machine Theater. Penelope, you might remember, was Ulysses' ever-faithful wife. With the tale of Ulysses already well charted in Irish literature, Mr. Walsh has chosen to flip the perspective and focus on what's been happening on the home front while the man of the house is out navigating sirens. The setting for Penelope is Ulysses' drained-out swimming pool, complete with blue and white Grecian tile. Remember, while it took our hero an extra 10 years to make it back from the Trojan War, a veritable army of suitors took up residence attempting to court his wife and feast on his livestock. As the play begins, it appears most of that feasting has already happened. There are only 4 suitors left, and they're down to their very last sausage. At least to eat. Mr. Walsh's twisted take on the courtship ritual has this quartet of competitors appearing daily at the bottom of the pool, decked out in swim trunks and bathing robes, slathering themselves with sunscreen, and waiting in folding beach chairs for either a chance to woo or be annihilated when the colossus of the house returns. It has a Beckettian sense of apocalypse. Imagine Endgame performed by large men in Speedos. Mr. Walsh's writing has a violent body virility that, at its best, drives forward and gives actors something to sink their teeth into. It's easy to find yourself engrossed in this brutal examination of manhood. There are, after all, bloodstains on the walls of this swimming pool, and written in 2010 in the wake of the European debt crisis, it's easy to imagine, metaphorically, these aren't the only 4 Irishmen battling it out at the bottom of the pool. For all this, I'm a huge fan of Enda Walsh's writing, but there's more. The sharp repartee gives way to ponderous monologues, and here's where I get confused. On the one hand, they're beautifully written, poetic, philosophical, while in no way derivative of Beckett or Joyce. If, like me, you're a fan of their writing, they'll feel familiar. They seem to sprout out of the scenes as deeper contemplations of competition, the bond between a mother and son, the nature of love. And line by line, I'm completely with them. But once they're over, my impulse is to say, wait, what? What did that have to do with the scene? Or love, for that matter? It's what leaves me wondering if I get what Mr. Walsh is going after. And this isn't the first of his plays that has me scratching my head. Maybe it's just me. If amidst our summer heat, you're looking for a chance to watch someone else sweat it out for a while, and you're willing to go on some philosophical tangents, there's some powerful acting happening at the bottom of a pool at the Rogue Machine Theater. Penelope plays through this Sunday, August 17th, at Rogue Machine Theater on Pico. This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW.